Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. If you have a dating or relationship question or you need an opinion on something, go to the link in the bio and ask a question and get a personalized video sent back to you. It's in the linktree/thegameexposed, and you could ask a question and get a personalized video confidentially sent to you answering your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I'm going to talk about something that everybody should listen to. I don't care if you're dating, you're in a relationship, or just your everyday life and dealing with people. I'm going to give you red flags that you are dealing with a toxic person, okay? Why is this important? Because if you get involved with a toxic person, guess what? They're going to make your life miserable, all right? So you guys, you got to be aware of the red flags out there as to, okay, ding, ding, I'm dealing with a toxic person. So let me start out by saying this. You start dating, you meet somebody, right? They seem great. Everybody's great in the beginning, right? But here's the thing. They're moving fast. Now, you've got to watch out for these people that move fast. How can you tell if somebody's moving fast or if they just like fell head over heels for you? Well, there's a couple of things, okay? There's usually two reasons why somebody moves fast, all right? One is that you could be dealing with a narcissistic person and they move fast because they're trying to win you over, because they're looking for some kind of benefit out of you, all right? You're the supply. You're the narcissist supply. So they're going to move fast. They're going to love bomb you. They're going to say, I love you in the first week, the first month. Ding, ding, that's your red flag. You got to watch out. That's one sign, you guys. And it's really hard because in the beginning, like, if you're looking to meet somebody or, you know, you're dealing with these other people that are flaky, you come across these narcissistic or toxic people and you think like, could this be the one? Maybe this is the one. They're doing everything right. They're calling, they're texting, they're following through. They want to see me on a regular basis and everything's looking great, right? But what you need to do is listen to what exactly comes out of these people's mouths. Why? Because they give themselves up, you guys. If you listen carefully to what people tell you, they show who they are, okay? And then you have to look at if the actions match up. So in other words, what I'm trying to tell you is this. When you start out and they're moving fast and everything like that, and they're like giving you all the love bombing, oh my goodness, I can't believe I met somebody like you. You could be my girlfriend. You're my future wife or anything along those lines. Anybody talks like that in the very, very beginning, that's a huge red flag, you guys. You got to watch out. You're dealing with somebody that is trying to put on a front, okay? Because the normal person doesn't move like that. The normal person is going to want to see what you're about. They're going to want to take their time and see if you are right for them, okay? Not just that they see you and they think that you're attractive or they think that you have a fat bank account, okay? That's another one you got to watch out, because today sex is so abundant and now you have these opportunists out there looking to get over on you. And especially for the single mothers out there, you need to watch out because they are out there. They can get sex anywhere. Sex is easy to get, okay? But today you have these opportunists that are looking to get some kind of benefit out of you, okay? Could be you paying for things. It could be the fact that you own a home. It could be the fact that they want to move in with you. So they're going to schmooze you. They're going to schmooze your kids. They're going to try to be the perfect guy that you have ever seen before in your life. And it's going to be too good to be true. But guess what? it is too good to be true, okay? In other words, if it doesn't seem real, guess what? Trust your gut because it's not real. And you always have to trust your gut. I can't say this enough. I wish that somebody had told me this years ago because it's true, you guys. If your gut is telling you something isn't right, it isn't. So I want to get back to the point that I'm trying to make with these red flags to look for with these toxic people or these opportunist type of people. And what does that mean exactly? Well, we're talking about people that will try to use you. Okay. Now there's toxic people. A lot of toxic people are users, obviously, but we're talking about what are these signs that you see when you're out there and you're dating that you could be dealing with one of these people? You need to listen to the conversation that you have with them. Now, you have people that, you know, may be trying to use you for sex. They bring up anything sexual in the beginning, in the first months, and you're dating them consistently. Be careful because somebody that respects you is not going to bring that stuff up right away. Okay. They'll know better or they'll have respect for you and are not going to want to move that quickly. So anybody tells you, oh, you know, I'd love to give you a massage. Oh, it's a rainy day. It'd be so nice to cuddle in your bed with you. And meanwhile, they don't even know anything about you. That is another red flag. Okay. Now, those are red flags of people that are trying to use you for something. When we talk about toxic people, okay, toxic people are people that are not transparent, okay? That is your biggest indicator that you are dealing with a toxic person. These people will confuse your brain. These people will try to plant doubt in your brain. And how do they do that? They gaslight you. That's right. They gaslight you. In other words, you ask them a question about something and they give you the love bombing. They try to twist it around and they put it on you. That's very typical of narcissists, by the way. They always, always flip the blame on you. No matter what you say to them, you know, you call them out on something. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to flip it right back on you. And they're going to say, no, that's you. That's you. Don't tell me how I am. I know how I am because you know what? You're calling them out on it and they don't like it. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. They will never take accountability. A toxic person will never take accountability. They will never say that they are wrong about something unless they see that they have to do it to get some other benefit from you, okay? It's all about what they can get out of you. You know why? Because when it comes down to toxic people, the bottom line is they're selfish. It's all about them. They are selfish, okay? Now, this is very hard to pick out in the beginning, you guys, because in the beginning, these people are very nice. Okay? And these people can be very kind at times. But what you have to watch out is these people have a plan. They're being nice or, you know, they're flattering you maybe in the very beginning or, you know, they're telling you things that you want to hear because they want something out of you. Okay? And then when you keep going out with them after a certain amount of time, guess what happens? They stop being so damn nice. You know why? Because it was all an act. It was all an act. All right? And the only way you're going to know that this person is a fake or this person is toxic is in time. Because in time, the mask comes off. They can't keep it up. Listen to me when I tell you, all right? I know I've been through this 1,000 times and I'm giving you guys a heads up. These toxic people can't keep it up. So in the beginning, when you're dealing with a Mr. Wonderful or Mrs. Wonderful and everything's great and everything, and you think like, oh, this person is the end. I can't believe I've found true love. Oh my gosh. Okay. And meanwhile, it's only month one, month two, month three. Okay. Don't be fooled. listen to me when I tell you, don't be fooled. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, somebody can't like you, or maybe it could be a genuine relationship, but the only way you're going to know that is you have to look at that person, look at yourself, and you have to say to yourself, what do they see in me? What do they see in me? Do I have some kind of benefit that they want out of me? Okay. In other words, you have money, you are established, you own a home, you have your shit together, and they're still, you know, scraping pennies. All right. Yeah. And then this person comes along, and guess what? They're really nice. You know why? Because you got something to offer them. So you got to be careful of these people, because not everybody that's going to be super nice to you in that position is being nice to you because they want you for you. They want you for you. And the reason that I say this, you guys, is because you may say to yourself, well, you know, they're giving me everything I want, so I don't care and everything like that. Well, you're going to care, because down the road, once they got you, guess what they're going to do with you? They're going to get everything they can get out of you, and then they're going to discard you, and they're going to move on to something else or something better. You know why? Because they really didn't want you. They wanted what you had to offer. So you have to be careful with these people. You want to date somebody who's on your level, you know, economically or higher, all right? Because if you date somebody that is beneath where you are economically or financially, and these people are showering you with affection and love and great sex or whatever they could be throwing out at you, you've got to be careful, because down the road, once they got you, these people get everything they get and they move on to the next. Or the other problem is, if they're really not into you, guess what they're going to do? They're going to keep love bombing you, and they're going to cheat on you on the side with somebody else, and you won't even know it till later on. All right. So the reason that I'm bringing all this up is because you want somebody who genuinely likes you for you. And you've got to be able to pick out these actors, because today you have a lot of people that are actors. Like, my girlfriend was dealing with a guy. This guy came on strong. He was showing every sign like he was doing all the right things, calling, texting, telling her how much he loved her and everything like that. It was like she was in a long distance relationship with this guy. And, you know, after 3 months, his mask came off and she saw him for what he was. I mean, she was always suspicious of him. But the point I'm trying to make is, he was the great actor. And how do you know? Because their words don't match up to their actions. Okay? She felt like there was something missing, that what he was saying was not genuine. Okay? And in this particular case, this dude was trying to kiss up to the fact that she had kids and everything like that, and putting on the great act, okay? But then she started to realize that, you know what? This guy, all right, he really wasn't acting like a guy that is really into a woman, all right? He was saying all the right things. He was telling her how much he loved her and all that. But yet she said it was lacking the intimacy. Like, he really, you know, he wasn't thirsty for her or anything like that. And there were a lot of other signs he was mentioning about how he wanted to move in and everything like that. He was mentioning that in the first, second week. And these are all red flags. Okay. You know, he was asking about, you know, her friends, you know, oh, you know, what they look like. These are all red flags. All right. So she had to say to herself, you know what? All of this love bombing, all of this coming on strong is nothing but somebody fronting me. And I have to pick up on that, because it's not matching up, because there's red flags here. There's red flags that are telling you that what this person's saying is not genuine. Okay? But I'm going to get back to toxic people, okay? With the toxic people. How do you know that you're dealing with somebody? Before I was talking about people that are like opportunists and users. Toxic people can be opportunists and users. But when we just talk about toxic people, you guys, toxic people are people that will aggravate the shit out of you, okay? Because if you're a transparent person and you keep to the facts and you speak the facts, these people will always tell you you're wrong, okay? These people have an attitude that they know better. So when you're dealing with that kind of person, the person that is a know-it-all, okay, that is always going to tell you, no, you're doing it wrong when you know you're doing it right, you've got to say to yourself, I'm dealing with somebody who could be toxic, okay? If this person is arguing over every little petty thing and making a big deal out of things, you are dealing with somebody who's toxic. If you're dealing with somebody who even lies to you a little bit, guess what? Those are only the lies that you see, okay? Because there, you've got to know to yourself, well, this is only what I'm seeing on the surface, but behind it, there's a lot more lies. Because if they're lying here and there and you're seeing them lie, guess what? There's bigger lies behind that. You're dealing with somebody who's toxic, somebody who is not transparent, somebody who will not speak the truth. You know why? Because they can't be wrong. And what are you dealing? And basically, these people, I'm talking about narcissism. Basically, these people are insecure, okay? Don't ever get involved with somebody who's insecure. You know why? Because these people will rip you down and make your life fucking miserable. Believe me when I tell you, okay? I've dealt with it. You know, whether it's male or female, all right? When you deal with an insecure person is a dangerous person in the sense that they will make your life miserable. You will always be arguing with these people. These people, you could show them an apple and tell them it's red and they'll say, well, no, it's not really red. It's, you know, a different color. They will never agree with you. They will never give you any kind of validation. You know why? Because their ego is so fucking fragile. They won't even give you any kind of accolade or validation because it hurts their fragile little narcissistic ego. All right. So when you see these signs in somebody, when you see somebody that can't pay you a compliment when you know you look good, okay, or can't say anything nice, or is always giving you a backhanded compliment and saying something to you like, you know, your hair is nice, but you know, it's a little stringy or something, but it's nice, okay? You are dealing with somebody who is not building you up. You are dealing with somebody that is trying to bring you down, okay? Now, I'm not saying that people can't give you honest criticism. There's such a thing as honest criticism if you ask somebody for honest criticism, but then there's there's somebody who is always looking to make you feel bad about yourself. And one of the signs, red flags, that you are dealing with a toxic person is that these people are going to cut your ego down. They're going to make you feel this low, okay? They want to bring you down about how you look, what you talk about. They're going to call you stupid. Some of the real very toxic will call you bitch or anything. Anybody talks to you like that, delete, block, because that's just the onset of what you got in your future, okay? And that could be somebody that down the road could be physically abusive. If they're starting out by being emotionally abusive, guess what? It doesn't get better. It gets worse. And the little things that you see in the beginning, the little, you know, backhanded compliments or the little criticisms, guess what? If you let that stuff slide, you guys, that's going to become so much bigger later on. You've got to pick up on these things. This is why these people end up in these relationships. Some people get married to these toxic people and don't even realize it till 20, 30 years later that they were dealing with somebody that was toxic or narcissistic. And they sat there beating their head in saying, is it me? You know, I'm trying to talk to them. We were arguing all night and everything. No, it's not you. No, it's not you. If you're speaking the truth and you got your facts straight and you're presenting them with the facts and they're sitting there blatantly telling you that that's not true, it's not you, it's them. Trust me when I tell you. And don't let anybody twist it on you, because this is what they do. They're going to try to twist the facts on you, all right? When you know what you're talking about and you're putting it on the table and you're saying, you know, you have an argument with them or something like that. Like, for instance, I had a girlfriend that was in a relationship with this dude, right? And, you know, it was, you know, Valentine's Day and everything like that. And he never, they were in an exclusive relationship. And it's the morning, all right, of Valentine's Day. And he never contacts her and tells her, Happy Valentine's Day. He never did anything for her. And she sees him on Facebook Messenger with his light on all morning long. All morning long, you guys, okay? And he, of course, you know, he's not an idiot. He's like one of those, you know, Facebook dudes that's always on Facebook. And like doesn't hit her up to say Happy Valentine's Day, nothing, right? She confronts him about this and he blatantly denies that he was on Facebook. And tells her how his app never closes out, okay? Which is a flat out blatant lie, all right? Because if you're not on there, that thing will close out after a certain amount of seconds or minutes, whatever it is. This guy was on for an hour and a half, all right? So what I'm trying to tell you is if you see it, it's right there in front of your eyes. And then somebody tries to deny it and tell you, no, you know, that's it's not me. You know, they love to use technology, by the way. They love to say, oh, you know, it's my phone. You know, it freezes or this or that or, you know, the Wi-Fi here or something like that. You guys, I'm not saying that something couldn't happen with somebody's Wi-Fi where, you know, whatever. But today, most everybody's got cellular data to back that up. But what I'm trying to tell you is if you see a pattern of this kind of behavior where these people are telling you things that aren't true, don't believe it, okay? Don't believe it. Because if you have to sit there and you get that gut feeling like, you know what, something's not right here. Guess what? You better trust that gut feeling. You better trust that gut feeling, okay? Like my girlfriend, when she was dealing with this guy, right? When she finally ended up meeting him, the one that was in a long-distance relationship and everything, when she finally ended up meeting him, he was not looking to, you know, I mean, they were intimate, they had sex and everything like that, but he was not thirsty for her. And she knew that there was something wrong. She knew there was something wrong, okay? Because she's been with other guys before. She knows when somebody wants her and when they don't. And this guy was not thirsty for her. You know, it was kind of like, you know, having a roommate or a companion or something like that. So she's saying to herself, you know, maybe he doesn't like me, or, you know, maybe he's got somebody over there, okay? This is why I say, you guys, you got to watch those long-distance relationships. You better be careful in those long-distance relationships because you don't know what these people are fucking doing over there. You can't check them. You can't check them. So, you know, try to meet somebody locally within 30 minutes or something like that, because if they can get away with it, guess what? 9 times out of 10, they will. All right. All they got to do is tell you they're going to sleep and they're out with somebody else. All right. Or I know some people that were in full blown relationships, even married people saying they're single, and you're thinking you have a relationship with this person long distance. You got to be smarter than that. Okay. There's a lot of shady characters out there, male and female. It goes both ways. But the point I'm trying to make, you know, getting back to this toxic business, when we talk about signs of somebody toxic is somebody that creates confusion in your brain, all right? These people create confusion in your brain, and you get to a point where you start to second guess yourself. And you sit there and you say, well, you know what? I'm going to give this person the benefit of the doubt, this and that, even though you know, this person is telling you that, oh, you know, they didn't have any internet connections, and yet you see their light on the app. You see their light on the app, and they're telling you that they had no internet connection. Okay? 2 and 2 is 4. All right? 2 and 2 is not 3. So what I'm trying to tell you is that is all game. That is all game. All right? If it's not making sense, it's not making sense. You're dealing with a toxic person that is trying to, you know, confuse your brain, all right? And they're making up stories. You have to believe what you see. Do not believe what you hear, okay? I need to say, you guys, I got to get a recording here for real, all right? I need to get a recording here and record it like 1,000 times for everybody that's out there that believes what comes out of people's mouths in the beginning. You don't know who these fucking people are, all right? And especially, you're on the internet, you don't know who these people are. You didn't grow up with them. You know, you got a lot of scammers. You got a lot of players. You got a lot of dangerous people and people that have criminal records that are out there. And you guys are taking them for face value. Stop it. Stop it. Move slowly. Don't let anybody rush you through a quick relationship, all right? If they're looking to rush you or they have a problem with you taking your time, that is a huge red flag. And the other reason, one is that they're narcissistic and everything like that, that rush and all that. But another red flag, you guys, when people move the relationship really fast and are toxic, are controlling people. Controlling people can be very dangerous people if it's to the extreme. This is what you see on Dateline. This is what you see on 48 Hours. These people, a lot of them, okay, were in controlling relationships. And they got involved with somebody very toxic. And guess when they were in most danger? When they were ready to leave that relationship. If you're in a toxic relationship or something to the point where you're afraid and you're walking on eggshells, you better call, you know, the domestic hotline. You better get a support system and everything like that because your life could be in danger, all right? Because these people, you know, they have an attitude like, if I can't have you, nobody could have you. And you could be in a very dangerous, there's a lot of people, a lot of women in these positions, you guys, all right? So, you know, don't ever tell them right there, if you're dealing with somebody dangerous, that you're going to leave them. What you need to do is you need to get that support system in place and prepare an exit plan and all of that. That's why you call the domestic hotline and, you know, they'll tell you how to operate and move, all right? So the point I'm trying to make with all this, people that are very controlling like that, they move quickly as well, all right? So that's another red flag that you're dealing with somebody who's toxic. We went through the fact that toxic people gaslight. In other words, they deflect, all right? And they don't give you a clear-cut answer, even though they will never say, oh, yeah, you're right, that's right. You know, I was on, you know, Facebook Messenger, and I wasn't hitting you up and wishing you Valentine's Day. No, they're not going to tell you that. They're not going to legitimize what you're telling them, okay? Because they're going to try to fool you. And if they end up doing it for a couple of things, guess what? Now they think you're a dope, all right? And then if they're able to, you know, gaslight you a few times over little things, guess what they're going to do next? They're going to cheat on you because they feel like you're not picking up on the red flags that they can get over on you. These people think they're better than you, all right? Okay, here's another thing I got to bring up. You have to stop thinking that everybody looks at you as an equal partner because they don't. Because these toxic people have, they think they're superior to everyone else. because they lacked control. Usually it's from their childhood, okay? A lot of them did not feel like they had control in their childhood. So later on, they have this very narcissistic, toxic, controlling personality, all right? So they can't take criticism. They're very insecure. And what are they going to do to feel better? They're going to take you down. They're going to insult you. They may call you fat. They may call you stupid. They may call you a bum bitch. They may say whatever the hell they're going to say to put you down, to make themselves feel better, because they're the ones that are the shell. They are the shell of the person, all right? So they will never validate you. And you should never, ever think that you're going to change these people, because you're not going to. That's their basic character. And the best way you deal with somebody like that is you disengage and you walk away. Now, if you think that you're going to communicate, you know, we always talk about communication. And communication is great if you're dealing with somebody who's not toxic. But if you're dealing with a toxic person, guess what? You're not going to get anywhere, okay? Except you're going to fight and argue, or they're going to stonewall you and walk out the door, or they're going to give you the silent treatment and try to bring you down to the ground to the point where you're begging, please talk to me, please talk to me. Don't ever do that, you guys. Don't ever break for these people, all right? Because the minute that you break, it's like the no contact. The minute that you break, you're dead in the water. Believe me when I tell you, these people will step all over you down the road, okay? So this is why I tell you, if you're right, you got to stand strong, all right? You got to stand strong, even if you got to stand on your own. Otherwise, you take the risk of, you know, being treated crappy in your relationship, for real, all right? So what I'm trying to tell you is this, all right? You know, these are all things that they will do, these toxic people. They will stonewall you. They will give you the silent treatment. They will do all these kind of things. You can't work with these people. You can't. You have to disengage and walk away. And you've got to recognize the signs that you're dealing with this kind of toxicity. If they're sitting there and you meet somebody and they start saying stuff like, you know, all these women got problems, you know, they're all, you know, they all got issues and I come drama free. Okay. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this from people where they've met these guys and they're all complaining. I don't want no woman with some drama and this and that and everything like that. Like, first of all, anybody who generalizes and say, you know, oh, the women, they all have drama or they have issues, is somebody who's been hurt. Okay? Because not all women are like that. Just like not all men are like that. You got to judge the person for who they are. Okay? So you know right then and there, you're dealing with somebody who's got an issue with women because he got hurt by a woman. All right? So watch out when you're dealing with that. Okay? Because you'll be next. And the same thing if it goes the other way for the guys. If you're dealing with a woman, it's all guys, no good and this and that and everything like that. Well, that's not true. Not all guys are good or whatever, okay? Some guys are good, rather. I don't know if I said that right, you guys. It's late and I'm tired. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make in all this, you guys, is red flags when somebody is toxic, they're going to be difficult, okay? All right? A toxic person will take something so small and blow it into something big, all right? They will sit there and they will argue over, well, you said this and you shouldn't have said that. And even if you're wrong and you say, well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. And they go on and on and on about it. You know why? Because they want to beat you down to the ground. Okay, because some of them, even though you may acknowledge that you're wrong, let's say that you were wrong about something and you take accountability, you say, well, I'm sorry, you know, I shouldn't have said that, I didn't mean that. They're going to go on and try to bring you down to the ground. Okay, They're vicious. They're vicious. And the other thing too is, when you get to a point with dealing with a toxic person, when they realize they can't get nothing out of you, in other words, you're standing strong, you're not giving in, you're holding your ground, guess what they're going to do? They're going to do narcissistic smear. And that means that when they can't win with you because they're a little crybaby, like a crying toddler, they're going to smear you. They're going to smear you all over social media. They may put up posts, you know, little memes or something like, I deserve somebody who appreciates what I've given them, or some corny shit that they put up, okay? That's like, you know, their little crybaby act about, you know, they're the victim. This is another thing too. And remember this, a lot of these toxic people play the victim. They love playing the fucking victim. All right. It's not their fault. Oh no. When you call them out on shit, it's not their fault. It's your fault. Cause they, I haven't done anything wrong. I don't know why you feel that way. You know, I showed you nothing that I care about you and I love you and everything like that and all that kind of stuff. And meanwhile, they deleted all their inbox messages before they sent you, you know, and showed you who was in their inbox, okay? It's all a bunch of nonsense, okay? So it's not what comes out of their mouth. It's what they show you, you guys, all right? It's your gut, and trust your gut, please. Trust you, God. Believe me when I tell you, all right? Because if you're one of these people that says, well, you know, I'll just give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll just give them the benefit. These people that are sitting there giving them the benefit of the doubt, guess where they are down the road, okay? They're down the road in a toxic relationship that gave them the benefit of the doubt and end up breaking up. And then they wish that they would have listened to their gut years ago and not wasted all those years of their life with the wrong person when the signs are there. So this is what I'm telling you. Don't ignore the signs that God is giving you. Oh, that's so true, you guys. Don't ignore the signs that God is giving you. And you've got to have your antenna up and pick up on all these little things. This is why so many people end up hurt. Because they didn't pick up what came out of somebody's mouth. They didn't pick up, you know, the things that these people did. They said one thing, they did another. They told them how much they love them and all this other stuff. And meanwhile, they're never available, or they're not spending money to take you out. You're not worth being taken out, but they love you so much, right? And that's another thing I want to add to. When somebody really likes you, they don't have a problem spending money on you. And I'm not talking about spending big money, all right? I'm just saying, you know, spend for little things here or there, okay? But when somebody really doesn't like you, they will not put their hand in their pocket. These are the people that are going to want you to Netflix and chill because they don't want to spend 2 cents on you. And if you fall for that and you just Netflix and chill without having somebody, you know, prove that they're really interested in getting to know you, you know what? Unless you just go in there yourself for a hookup and you're not looking for anything more, don't expect much from somebody like that, okay? Because I'm telling you, if somebody cares about you, they have no problem putting their hand in their pocket. Just make sure that if they're doing it, it's not for some other benefit down the road, all right? So these, I think I pretty much touched on a lot of what a toxic person is. And as you start to date somebody, you will see these signs, you know, especially, you know, they'll give you excuses. When you start to see somebody giving you a lot of excuses why they can't see you, giving you excuses why they can't call you, giving you excuses why they can't, you know, they don't want to move farther. They say one thing and then they don't want to do it. These are all red flags, you guys. These are all red flags. When it's right, you won't be sitting there listening to a podcast about it, okay? When it's right, you will not be questioning it, all right? So if you're sitting there questioning it, or you're sitting there asking all your friends, well, he said this, what do you think about that? And you're back and forth with, you know, your girlfriends, he did this or he did that, I don't know, this is that. Already you know Already you know, if you're telling your friends this, you know that something's not right, okay? And you've got to look deeper and say to yourself, am I dealing with a toxic person? And if this is the beginning stages of dating, you better watch out, because this is when they're at, this is their best behavior, okay? Because in a few months or a year or a couple years, that is going to be blown up 10 times bigger. In other words, if they have a temper or they, you know, they get angry or something like that, or somebody could be dangerous, you're not going to see it in the very beginning because they're going to be very nice. You may see little flare-ups, but remember, in the beginning, that little flare-up is going to be intensified down the road, okay? And you could be dealing with a real toxic person. So I'm just trying to give you guys a heads up so you're aware of this. You don't waste your time with these people. You don't sit there and get yourself all exhausted and stress yourself out arguing with these people all night long, because what you're doing is you're wasting your breath. You're wasting your breath. You don't have to validate yourself to them, okay? You don't need their validation. You validate yourself. Remember that. You first. You validate yourself. Don't ever let these people tell you, talk you down or put you down or anything like that. Anybody disrespects you, you step back from that person and you let them know. You ever do that again, you and I won't be talking, all right? You let them know, okay? And they'll only have respect for you if you do that. But if you allow somebody to talk to you in a certain manner, put you down, give you the gaslighting nonsense or anything like that, guess how they're going to look at you? They're going to look at you as a dope. And what happens then? Then they have no respect for you. And what happens then? They don't have respect for you. Guess what? They can't love something that they don't respect, all right? And that's a fact, you guys, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please hit the subscribe button, share, and have a great night. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Thank you.